Hi.
Hello.
Welcome.
Welcome. At least this worked. Oh my gosh. Guys, welcome back to Only We Care. It's your favorite podcast starring Franny and I. And today, we're going to be playing a game from our childhood. Now, we were originally going to play Club Penguin. But that did not work out. In case you didn't know, it does still exist. There's many websites, that have resurfaced, that have made a remake, whatever. We were gonna play that, but, Franny's computer is a piece of doo-doo, and it wouldn't let her download.
It's so broken, man.
The game. So, yeah, Franny basically has, like, instant ramen noodles for a computer.
That's so true.
So, anyway, instead, today we will be playing, Webkinz. So that is the game that we're going to be playing. Unfortunately, for Franny again, she could not download the Webkinz app on her computer. So she had to download it on her phone. And unfortunately, on the mobile app, there's no way to like meet up with somebody else. So I won't be able to see Franny, but we can at least talk about what we're doing and have fun reminiscing. So, without further ado, Franny, would you like to describe your pet to us? What does it look like?
Yeah, it's the little, actually, I don't know what it is, but it has wings.
Okay.
It's the little deer. It's the ice fawn.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
That was the one you had the first time, yeah.
Oh, even better. Even better.
Yeah. So Franny, Franny had made an account a few years ago when we, like, first played Webkinz together.
Yes.
She forgot the password though.
Let me reset. It's fine.
It wouldn't. She picked that pet at that time too. So yeah.
That's so funny.
She picked the same one.
That's really funny. And I named it Serafina.
That's so after cute.
It's after the cat in the Princess and the Pauper Barbie movie because I thought it fit the vibe.
That's so funny. That you say that because the pet that I'm currently playing with is a cat.
Amazing.
So that's awesome.
What's its name?
Her name is Ginger.
That's really cute.
Let me tell you what kind of cat she is, because I don't remember.
Please do.
Let's look at her birth certificate. She is a charcoal cat.
Yes. Oh!
I adopted her in December of 2007.
Amazing.
That was a very long time ago.
She's ancient, but we love her.
Yeah. She's really cute. Franny, I'm going to send you a picture of her outfit.
Oh, no, Sam. I'm going to send you a picture of my cat's or my phone's outfit because I just put her in her little princess outfit. Hold on.
Because it's really cute. Okay. I'm sending you the picture.
And then that's her room that I'm decorating at the moment.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited for you to see this.
Oh, you're kind of so cute.
Yeah, that's a vibe that I think you would have, so that makes me happy.
I actually have that room theme in a certain part of my house.
See? We get each other when I'm looking at your cat. Look at Junior!
Yeah, look how stylish she is.
Wait, I love her glasses.
I know, aren't they so cute?
And they match her shoes perfectly.
Yes, it's actually part of a set.
Even better.
So,
she doesn't look charcoal at all. She looks purple.
I know. She's like a light gray, but the plush in real life is like a dark gray color. So some context for the podcast pals. My account is my original account that I had as a child.
It is.
It did not get deleted. Luckily, because I actually logged on within a certain time frame.
It
was my last login. Yeah, if you don't log on, I looked it up. If you don't log on for 7 or more years, they automatically like delete your account. But I started playing Webkinz again like a long time ago, and I just so happened to log on before the 7-year mark. So, I was able to, like, find my old accounts again. So, I have, like, all of my pets. everything. I literally have, I think, 101 pets or something like that. Yeah, I had a lot of Webkinz growing up, and I still have all my plush, but they're, like, in the attic.
Okay.
But I have all of my pets on my account still. And that's unfortunately, perfect. Like, it's not as fun, like, if you're not a paying member, because now you do have to pay for a membership. But because I have so much stuff from back in the day, it's still pretty fun for me because I have all my rooms and I can still, like, decorate a lot. And you can still get a lot of free prizes, so, like, it's not too bad. But I think at some point I actually may pay for a deluxe membership for fun.
Why not?
Because I'm an adult and I have money. They have, they have an option where, like, you can, I think it's, like, a couple of bucks or, like, a dollar. And you get, like, one month for, like, a buck, a deluxe membership. So I think I might do that. You can only do it once. Like, you can only pay that amount once. But I might just try it out just to see how I like it. And then maybe I'll upgrade to, like, more than 1 month, but I mean, I don't want to throw all my money away.
But I have a feeling I'll like it.
I think I will. But yeah, because you get access to more things and stuff. But yeah, mostly everything like is virtual now, and you have to pay for it. Like on the online store, they don't really do plushes anymore. They do have some for Webkinz Class. Webkinz Next.
Which is what you have.
Yeah, it's just like another like version of Webkinz Classic.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they have plushes, I believe, just for that game, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, interesting.
So yeah, but they only like release like a couple. They don't have like a ton, not like they used to. So
yeah. I wonder if you can, I think we said this or I said this to you once, I wonder if you can buy Webkinz like off of like eBay or something and then activate the code.
You actually can. You can do that. Oh. And if you do that, you get, like, another membership tier. So they have, like, deluxe, and then they have something else. I forget what it's called. And then they have, like, free player.
Okay.
And if you actually activate a new pet, like you were talking about, you become, like, a second tier player.
Oh, okay.
And then deluxe is, like, the highest level. So, yeah, you actually could do that. And, you would upgrade to like I think the second level if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, nice.
I believe that's how it works.
I just got a music box for my pet. It's in her room now.
That's so cute.
Let me themed. Oh, I can zoom in. Oh, I can show you. Oh, okay.
I love how Brandy's discovering these things.
I was like, I can't show you, it's so small. No, I can show you. I just had to zoom in. Okay, that's amazing. Okay.
Well, I'm going to show you my cat's room while we're here. So, it's actually, like, cheerleader themed.
Oh, amazing.
Which is really funny. And there's fireworks all over the wall.
Wait, I love that. Okay, I'm going to show you this ice music box. Ginger is out here being a star.
She really is.
Love that for Ginger. Big fan.
Let's see here. Oh, that is really cute.
Isn't that cute? I, like, want it in real life. Oh, I love her room. Oh, I love her room. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Wait, the walls are really cute.
Right?
Ooh. And the clock.
She's hungry. I have to feed her.
I fed mine a little bit ago, and I fed it so much that I tried to feed it again just to, like, see what would happen, and it was like, I've already eaten, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it won't let you overeat, or overfeed.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
It teaches you good health, you know?
It really does. Thank you. Okay.
So, yeah, this is actually one out of three cat rooms that I have, because I have so many cats. So, they all have their own room and stuff.
Ooh, I got a pet medallion. That's cool.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, if you collect enough of those, you can actually earn, like, free pets inside the game. So, if you, like, collect a certain amount as you play, you can adopt, like, a free virtual pet.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I actually did that. I got, it's called like a kiwi bird, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was able to collect enough medallions to get that one. She's really cute, and I named her Kiki.
That's so cute.
Kiki the kiwi bird.
Kirk and I were just talking about those because he found an edit of one. Yes, you heard me correctly, an edit of a kiwi bird.
Is that like a fan account for kiwi birds?
Yeah, I'll send you the video. It's great. Awesome. And someone commented, how does this cat, or how does this bird thrive with no wings?
Yeah, because they don't fly.
No.
Wait, I'm going to show you this room, Franny, because I think you'll like it a lot.
Oh, I probably will. She's sleeping right now,
so you can do it. This is like, where my, like, peacock-themed pets live.
Oh, okay, okay.
I think you'll like it.
If you open the music box, like, a little dancing fawn comes out.
Oh, I just thought
it's so cute. It's so cute. Oh, I love that!
Yeah, isn't it cute?
That literally is, like, your kind of room.
I know.
That's literally your aesthetic.
So it's, like, super, like, pink and purple and very, like, fantasy-like.
Yeah, I love the rug.
Yeah, the rug is, like, celestial-themed.
Yeah, 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 that's really pretty. I love everything.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is really nice. Oh, I like the wallpaper.
Yeah, it's a classic. That's, like, one of the OG, like, themes.
I was gonna say, yeah, that feels really OG. Do they just wake up on their own? Because she's asleep right now.
No, you have to click somewhere in the room to get them up.
Okay. 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 Oh, she's awake. She's awake.
Yeah.
I woke her up.
You did.
Sorry, child. I woke you up.
Well, that's the only way you can wake them up, because they're never going to wake up on their own.
Yeah, I thought they woke up on their own.
No.
Ooh, it's okay.
Ooh, no, I got a pet medallion. Ooh, it's for a panda.
Ooh. Oh, and I got a purple chair for her room.
Nice.
Okay, nice, nice. We're going to move it. Okay, it looks really nice. Can she sit in it? I think she can. Oh, she can. What a good little fox. Fawn, Dawn, dog, whatever she is. Deer. I don't know what my pet is.
Wow, that was a lot of animals.
It really was.
And some random words that you just threw out there.
Yep.
Okay, I found my kiwi bird.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to show you her. She's really cute. She's really, really cute.
We love her.
She actually is kind of dressed like you.
Oh, she knows. It's me.
That was unintentional, by the way. But, like, I feel like you'd wear this outfit. So it's, like, a little bow, some cute yeah. little, like, orange glasses and, like, orange heels.
Okay, wow, that is me.
And the shape of the glasses is very you.
Am I Kiki?
Yes.
Am I Kiki?
Yes, you are.
Oh my goodness, look at her!
Isn't she cute?
Look at her!
Yeah, adorable. I also have an Easter-themed room, and since it's going to be Easter in a few days, I want to show you that, too.
Oh, please do.
This is where, like, all my springtime, like, one sleep.
Your springtime?
Yeah, my springtime pets. Most of these pets, like, came out at Easter, too, so.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, they were, like, Easter Webkinz plush back in the day.
Nice, nice. But I do want to see the Easter room. The Easter room sounds so fun. Oh, I love it! Oh, I love it. That is very Easter. Oh my gosh, the mirror! Oh no, the TV.
Yes, the TV's a bunny.
It has legs!
Yes!
It has legs! Oh, that's so good. Wait, I want all of these in my room. Like, in my actual room.
Yeah, I have, like, little wreaths hanging on the wall that are spring-themed.
This is legs. Amazing. Oh, this looks so cozy. I'm here for this.
Yeah, and then there's, like, there's a little pond in the middle of the room, which is actually a bathtub.
Yes! Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, so that was
amazing. I would totally live in that room. Okay, there's a balloon. I'm just going to put that in there for decoration. Come on. Balloon. It's not.
It's not. The balloon it's is not ballooning.
It's really not. And I don't know where it went.
It probably went back in your storage.
No, it didn't. It's fine. It's okay. Oh, I'll get another balloon.
That's so sad.
It's okay. It was red. It didn't fit the vibe.
It didn't fit the vibe. Now I'm spinning the wheel of yum to get another chocolate egg. Okay.
The wheel of yum? That is my favorite name for anything ever.
Yeah, it's like the, instead of the wheel of wow. Because the wheel of wow, the wheel of wow is where you win like all these prizes and stuff.
Right.
And the wheel
right.
of yum is when you only get food.
You know, that's the dream.
I got another wreath, Franny. Another Easter wreath. I already have.
I think that's deserved.
I have two of them, though.
It's okay. You can put it in the cat's room. Give it to Ginger.
No, I'm just going to hang another wreath in my Easter room. And I'm just going to, like, put wreaths everywhere.
You know, that's the vibe.
No, maybe that's too many wreaths. Yeah, that's not working.
I really like the sunflower bed. I really want that.
Yeah, that came, I think, it either came as a pet or I got it as a prize for adopting a certain amount of pets, because, like, it used to be, like, every 10 pets you adopted.
Like, here.
You got, like, a fancy bed. I think they used to call them super beds. I think that's what it was called. And you could pick from, like, a different assortment.
Ooh.
They had, like, all these, like, and you could only get it by adopting, like, a certain amount of pets.
Nice, nice.
Webkinz was so much fun back in the day. By the way, I wanted to say that it took me forever. It took me years. Also, because I wasn't playing consistently. But I finally got the Webkinz Crown of Wonder. I finally got...
Yay!
I finally got all the jewels to get it.
You have to tell the podcast pals what happened.
With what?
On Instagram.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Right. So, I... like, jokingly posted on my Instagram story, like, this photo of my Webkinz dining room, and I was being really dumb. I just felt like being stupid. This has nothing to do with, like, any of the content that I usually post. I just felt like being, like, dumb.
No!
So, I zoomed in, like, on my dining room, in Webkinz, and I was like, oh, is this MTV's Cribs? No, this is my Webkinz dining room. And I tagged the Webkinz, and they liked my story.
That's so good!
What in the world? I was like, oh my gosh, that's so funny.
I'm gonna follow Webkinz after this, like, for real, and be like, hey, guys, give her a sponsor.
You absolutely should.
I honestly will. No, I'm, like, going to, for real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was truly the best. Like, you woke me up, and you're like, look. And I was like, oh, whoa.
Oh, that's so good. Man, yeah. So that's what I did. That's what I did, guys.
Amazing.
I was being really stupid.
No. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Franny, how many coins do you have in your bank account?
None.
No.
It's okay. I'll get there.
I will get there. Wait, can I add you as a friend? Is that possible? Okay, Franny, what is your pet's... What's your username?
It's my name, the letter B, and then 1999.
Okay.
That should work.
I'm sending you a friend request.
Okay, I should get it.
Let me know if you get it.
Mm-hmm. I should. I don't know why I wouldn't.
You might have to turn on your cell phone.
Do I even have one yet? I have one.
Yeah, it's in the corner. You see the little, like, cell phone next to the mailbox?
No.
Oh, maybe you can't see it on mobile.
No.
That's so sad. That's so sad. I don't want to play Lily Pads. My pet's like, can we go play Lily Pads at the arcade? Sometimes they ask me to play games, and I'm like,
no.
I don't like that game. I don't want to play it. Hey, guys. This is Alexandra, and I'm editing the episode right now, and I just want to let you know that I did go and try to play Lily Pads after this episode was over, and I failed miserably. I was really bad at it. And the funny thing is, like, it told me that I was out of tries and that my frog that was hopping on the little lily pads was soaking wet and it needed to dry off. And I was like, frogs are supposed to get wet, though. So it was like, oh, no, the frog is soaked. It has to dry off. And I was like, but they're supposed to live in the water. Whatever. Okay, Webkinz. Like, I understand that there are frogs that do need to come to the surface and, like, breathe air and obviously dry off, but it was just, like, the way it said it made it seem like the frog was not allowed to be in the water at all. I don't know. Anyway, yeah.
I want to go message Wilkins right now.
What are you going to say to them?
I'll send it to you before I show before I send it.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, let me tell you some of the other rooms I have in my house, because let's do a little house tour. Okay, I have a under-the-sea themed room, which is where all of my, like, sea creatures live. Like, I've got a seahorse, a manatee, all that stuff. Fish.
Thank God.
Some of my pets have, like, their own individual room, because I couldn't squeeze them in anywhere else. But most of my rooms are, like, themed. So I've got, like, a pretty in pink room. I have a candy-themed room. I have a couple of Christmas-themed rooms. I have rooms where, like, it's all of my rare items. So it's basically just, like, a museum. I've got, three cat rooms. I have three dog rooms. And that's just, like, those animals living in those rooms. It doesn't necessarily mean that, like, the room is, like, dog-themed.
Okay.
I have something called a Pop Star Panda room, which is where my panda lives. And it's Pop Star themed.
Hannah Montana themed.
Yeah, she's a Hannah Montana panda. Yeah, the walls are orange, the floor is orange, and then everything is, like, purple and it has microphones all over it. So, yeah, it's basically Hannah Montana.
Amazing.
I have a Halloween room, which is really fun. That's where all my Halloween pets live.
Cute.
I have a bat, a raccoon, and a black cat living in this room.
Oh my gosh, Lenny lives there!
Yeah, and, well, not really, because my black cat's name is Katie. Don't know why I went with that, but I did. But I remember when that pet came out, and it was, like, a really big deal. There's a bathtub in the room, but it's a cauldron.
Oh my god. That's the dream.
My bat's name is Spike, and he's really adorable. And he flies when he walks around, and it's really cute.
I love him already.
Yeah, and he has, like, a little backpack on full of candy.
That's so cute.
Yes, and then I have, let's see, I have a garden, which I meant to tell you earlier.
Cute.
And it has vegetables, and they actually do grow, and then you could harvest them. It used to let you actually, like, water them and rake them and stuff, but now it doesn't let you do that, so that's kind of sad. I do have an outhouse, and when you go to use it, after you get up, the toilet flushes.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
And there's also a swimming pool in my garden. Franny, I'm going to send you a quick picture of this.
Oh, please do. I have to go eat dinner.
Okay, I'm just going to send you a picture of my garden really quick.
No, please do.
So I think you're going to like it.
I'm going to go in your garden.
One day you will.
I will. I have faith.
I'm sending it to you. I don't know if you can go over people's houses anymore. I don't think you can. I think you can only do that in Webkinz Next now.
Okay. I mean, once I get my new computer, it'll be golden.
Yes. You need a new computer.
Oh, I just got it. Okay.
Is it cute?
Oh, I love it. Oh, that looks super cozy. Oh, I love the tree. It's, like, sparkly.
Yeah, that was some tree that I had won during, like, fall or something.
That's super cute.
It lights up.
That's super cute. Oh, I love that. Like the Lorax. Okay, that's super cute. I love that. That's really cute.
Thank you. That's like an overview of my account.
Okay. I will have a more of a room tour house to share probably next time.
Awesome. Okay, guys. Yeah. Thank you so much for walking down memory lane with us. This has been another episode of Only We Care, where Franny and I talk about the things that only we care about in the hopes that other people will too, which I meant to say in the beginning, but I didn't. Okay. This has been another amazing episode. I'm your host, Alexandra Lakis.
I'm Franny Bernian.
And we'll see you guys in two Saturdays
for the next episode of Only We Care.
Bye, guys!
More looking soon. Bye!
Bye!